It's time for Malvern and Wildcat basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MalvernandRadio.com. Wildcats basketball is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, DiMaggio's Pizza, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, and Team Milan Real Estate.
Alongside me, Alan Buck, we are live from the 45th annual Carmi White County Invitational, beautiful Carmi White County High School, as this opening round contest, Alan Buck, as the Mount Vernon Wildcats set to take on the Harrisburg Bulldogs. Say hello to everybody, Alan Buck, this evening.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and it's almost nice and warm in this gymnasium. We're sitting against the concrete block wall that's not insulated from the outside, but that's all right. We're going to see a fantastic ball game here. Harrisburg has got three defeats on the season, and they are a very defense-first team. They've got seven of their opponents they've held under 40 points. I think they're 12-3. They got 15 games, so seven opponents under 40, another one right at 40, and so it's going to be probably a low-scoring game. They are 11-5. Okay,
2-1 in the conference. I hate to be the...
But no, that's, I want it to be right.
They're in the Southern Illinois River-to-River Conference over here. Heron is currently 4-0 in that conference in first place. Harrisburg, 2-1, 11-5 on the season. Don't know a whole lot about them. They've had losses to Gorville by 1 point back on the 2nd of December. Benton by about 8. 53-45 back on the 6th of December. And the 21st at Marion, 50-37. They lost to Heron again, 59-41 on the 28th of December. And their last game was a loss again against Heron, 52-48. That game on the 17th, about 3 days ago. Similar to us, you know, with action. So it'll be good to see both teams kind of fairly... what's the word I'm looking for, Humbug?
We're in rhythm. We're playing. We've been playing games.
Nobody's had a long vacation.
We had one opponent where we had been off for 2 weeks, and they had played three games that week or something like that. So, and we talk about teams being in rhythm playing games versus just right out of practice all the time. And players and teams like to be in game rhythm. So
they're coached by head coach Andy Fehrenbacher. Of course, we're at McDougal Evers Gymnasium, home of the Carmi White County Bulldogs. You know, a tournament we're not too far removed from winning. We win this two or three seasons ago. Played for the championship last year. Lucky a lot of us didn't end up in jail that night, Alan Buck. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, well, our five did a really good job against their eight. Do the fashion report. They were my favorite color. They are in royal purple, head to toe, and... your Mount Vernon Wildcats are going to be in the familiar white with the burgundy and gray.
And if you recall, last year we had all tournament team selections. Jackson Clowers, who was the tournament MVP, Nico Burnett, two of the five on the all conference or all tournament team. If you go back 2023, we had Nico Burnett on that team. And back to 2022, Nico Burnett and Caleb Dosher. And I believe that was that 22 season when we won this tournament, if I'm not mistaken, Alan Buck.
I believe you're right on that. And if I'm not, last year we had another player, I don't remember which one it was, statistically was better than several of the others that were put on that all-tournament team. So I thought we could have had a third guy on there, but they're not going to do that, you know, with an out-of-town team.
Yeah, we won it, it looks like, in 2022. We got second in 23.
And, you know, Caleb Dosher, as a sophomore, set the tournament record for most three-pointers in the tournament. And I don't recall what that record is off the top of my head, but he did it very convincingly.
It's our annual January pilgrimage over here to Carmi White County. Beautiful People's Republic of the state of Illinois. Really love to be here on my day off. Dr. King Day, a lot of stuff going on nationally. with the inauguration, a great day to be an American. Donald Trump sworn in as the 47th president of the United States, if you watched a little bit of that coverage earlier.
Yeah, you heard it, folks. Chris had a day off today, so he won't be cranky tonight. Didn't have an excuse to be cranky.
I actually ended up working a little bit.
Of course you did.
When you're in charge of things, you never really get to hang it up and have a day off. Either way, you know, we're a few minutes from tip-off. Alan, you know, when you travel like this in these tournaments and you have game number one against a team that's doing quite well this season, what are some keys, you know, if you want to limit those turnovers, you want to control the clock, and you want to stay out of foul trouble?
Yeah, like you say, we need to get out to a healthy start. We can't dig a hole in the first quarter. We need to get out, and that doesn't necessarily mean hot shooting. Just means good play. Can't turn the ball over needlessly.
And the reason I'll hit on that, you know, that hot start over here, you never know when you could end up facing 8 versus 5.
Yeah, and it's as there have been times that are just real head scratchers of calls. But a couple, I don't know if it was last year or the year before. I remember one game, Brady Shickle just started laughing. I mean, the call was so ridiculous. He just instead of, you know, you don't throw a fit, you don't jump up and down, that's going to get you technical. He just started laughing.
Getting ready to honor America, we're going to step away. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM, WMVI, and online on MountVernonRadio.com.
What do you expect when shopping for a power sports vehicle? How about a huge selection of in-stock units? Le Mans Motorsports has a showroom that's full. Honda, Kawasaki, Yamaha, Suzuki, and CF Moto. The Le Mans staff is friendly, and they know their products. Le Mans Parts Department is full of in-stock parts and accessories with service second to none. Expect it all and get it all at Le Mans Motorsports, Route 45 in Fairfield, Illinois, just minutes off I-64, and servicing the tri-state since 1975.
Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate, going that extra mile.
It's truck month at Expressway Jeep. We have a huge selection of fresh off-lease Ram trucks, like a 22 Ram Bighorn Night Edition 4x4, only $33,555, or a 22 Ram Bighorn 4x4 for only $34,775, or a 21 Ram Bighorn Night Edition 4x4, only $33,675. Big selection, all sale price, you will save thousands during truck month at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245.com. Excludes previous offer. See dealer for details.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
How do you like your pizza? For zesty authentic Italian, there's only one, DiMaggio's. Can't wait? All mine orders are available at DiMaggio's.com. Also savory pastas, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza, voted the best pizza in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Call 838-9850 for DiMaggio's.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, live from McDougal Evers Gymnasium, home of the 45th Annual Carmine White County Invitational. Alan Buck, you have the starters for the Harrisburg Bulldogs.
Sure do. They do start 5 seniors. They're going to start number 12, Caden Young. He's a 6'4" guard forward. Then number 20, Reed Ryder. He's a 6' forward. Jalen Ellis, number 21, he's a 6'1 guard. Number 23, Adrian Mann, is a 6'2" guard. And number 30, Owen Rand, is a 6'4" forward. So they don't list a center. they're much like us. They're 6'3", 6'4", is about all the taller they go, and they are forwards and guards.
Andy Fehrenbacher is their head coach.
Yeah, sorry, I left him off. And
that's a great rendition of the national anthem by the Singing Six here at Carmine White County.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Very good harmony and just wonderful singing, and I remembered that from last year. They are just really good.
They have the starters for the Mount Vernon Wildcat. Number 0, Nash Hostetter, a 5'10 junior guard. Number 1, Maya Robb, a 6'2 junior guard. Number 2, Jack Campbell, a 5'10 senior guard. Number 3, Grayson Boozy, he's a 5'9 junior guard. And to round out the starting five, number 11, Brady Schickel, a 6'3 junior forward. And they're coached, of course, by head coach, that is Joe Newcomb, and I don't have his record updated, so I apologize for that.
Yeah, we don't know. Bryce Clowers is dressed, and he was shooting around. Don't know how much he'll play. Brady Schickel is wearing a mask. He broke his nose the other night in the game, and
one of those clear masks.
Yeah,
one
of those. Yeah, it's. Kind of like, almost like Jason from the movies.
Wildcats going right to left. They move their toss. Number 23 is going to pick up with it. That's Adrian Mann, 6'2 senior guard. Works it over to Young. Young dribbles up top, picked up by Rob. Works it over to number 23, Mann. Back to 30 for a three ball. That's Ran. We got a Ran and a Man, and 23 goes up with it. Second effort, no good. It goes out of bounds. Mount Vernon in favor. So two missed opportunities by Adrian Mann. Wow.
Yeah, and that's,
I just realized we have a man and a ran.
Yeah, I meant to point that out to you because if your eyes are as old as mine, you might miss that.
Good thing I have the glasses on tonight. Boozy at the free throw line, hands it off to Rob. Kicks it out to Campbell on the right side. Works it over. Hostetter thought about going up with it. Gets it to Boozy. Back up to Hostetter. Top of the key. Pulls it down. Finds Rob. Good defense by Harrisburg so far. Rob drives into the paint. Goes up from 12 foot away. Can't get it to go. Rebound by number 12, Caden Young, 6'4 senior. Back on offense are the Harrisburg Bulldogs. It'll be Young out there with it. Picked up by Meyer Rob up top. Looks over to his coach for a little bit of guidance.
Yeah, both teams are in the man-to-man. It looks like Boozy might be face-guarding Ellis.
Yeah, Ellis with the ball. Scoreless game so far here early in the fourth. That's a three ball by Rand. It is good. 3-0 Harrisburg with 6:33 to go here in the opening quarter. First round, Carmine White County Invitational. Hostetter takes it across. Right to left, goes up the left side, hands over to Boozy in front of the Harrisburg bench. Dribbles back up towards the top. Kicks it to Hostetter, to Rob. Rob at the free throw line. Down low to Schickel. Schickel backs up, kicks it out to Hostetter. He'll take a 12-footer. Bounces it in, banks it in for two. It's 3-2 with 6:07 to go in the first. Wildcats down by one. Ellis, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Ellis drives in, draws the foul. I believe that'll be on Schickel, and it'll stop the clock with 5:59 to go here in the opening quarter. The first foul will be on Schickel, a team foul here from Mount Vernon. And number 21, Jalen Ellis, a senior guard at the line for the Bulldogs.
That's a good job on his part. He just moved. As he misses his first free throw, he moved on a drive, and he just went right into Schickel's chest. Schickel didn't do anything goofy to commit the foul, but it is a foul when the way, and Ellis just did a good job drawing it.
Hits the second one, makes it 4-2 Bulldogs here in the opening quarter. 5:58 to go. Hostetter picked up by Ellis. Under pressure, finds Boozy. They get it across. Back out to Nash. Nash pulls it out. Has it knocked out of his hands by Ellis. You don't see that very often, Alan Buck.
No, it doesn't. Ellis's arms are quite a little bit longer than...
And Rob travels. That's uncharacteristic, too. So not the start we had hoped to see in the pregame show for the Mount Vernon Wildcats. 5:39 to go in the first. Bulldog ball. They have a two-point lead, 4-2. And that is a three-point opportunity missed by number 12, Caden Young. Wildcats on the move. Boozy drives in, goes up for two. bucket and the foul, so temporarily tied at four as Boosie's going to go to the line for the classic three-point opportunity here and potentially putting the Wildcats in front for the first time this evening. Owen ran with the foul. Boosie can't get the shot. We're tied at four. 5:23 to go here in the first. Ellis takes it up for the Bulldogs, left to right, drives into the paint, goes up, can't get it to go. Second opportunity will go. 6-4 Bulldogs, 5:12 to go here in the opening quarter. Hostetter brings it up. Trying to work around to Ellis. Gets it to Schickle up top. Schickle way out there, drives in, attacks. Gets it to go. We're tied at 6. Banks it in with a nice roll. 4:54 to go here in the opening quarter. Carmi White County Invitational. And that's a foul.
I think it's going to be on Meyer Robb, kind of. But yeah.
Yep. But that's a second team foul. Go ahead.
Brady Schickle looked very confident, just a couple of dribbles and just went up over the top of him. You know, he's the same size as they are as Bryce Clowers enters the game. We'll find out about that hand.
6-all the score, 4:45 to go. Bulldogs with the ball. They kick it out to number 20 for a two ball. That's going to be
Reed Ryder.
Yeah, Reed Ryder. So Boosie brings it up. Go ahead.
I was going to say, if you misread that, you're going to come out with Red Ryder.
That's what I started to say, honestly. Rob gets it into Schickle. Schickle puts it down, back out to Hostetter. From 14 foot away, Hostetter shot no good. Tipped back up by Rob. But number 12, Young comes up with it. He'll bring it up left or right. Drives in at the free throw, kicks it out to Mann. They work it around. It's number 30 with a two-shot opportunity. No good. Ran. Can't get it to go. Hostetter's pass is tipped up to Clowers. Over to Rob. Boozy's going to drive in. Finds Schickle. Schickle looks for help. Goes up with it. Gets it to go. We're tied up at 8 again with 3:46 to go in the first.
With their lineup and no more height than they have, if Brady gets it down within 6 feet of the basket, he better go up with it.
Almost stolen there. But Ellis comes up with it. Kicks it over to number 12, Young. He'll fire a three ball. He nails it. 11-8. The Bulldog lead. 3:24 to go in the first. I believe, Alan, that's their largest lead of the night so far.
Yeah, Caden Young has a really nice-looking stroke.
Clowers hands it to Hostetter. He'll pop a three, and we're tied.
Nash Hostetter has a real nice-looking stroke.
11-all. Mount Vernon's going to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMBI and online at mountvernonradio.com.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call, 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, 45th Annual Carmi White County Invitational McDougal Evers Gymnasium. Tied up at 11, 3:09 to go in the first. It'll be Harrisburg with the ball, Alan Buck.
Yeah, I've got to get used to looking through the supports of the basketball goal to read the scoreboard. But, yeah, 11-11, we're doing okay. We haven't gotten off to the super start, but
Young works it around, almost stolen by Meyer Robb. Ellis opens up with it up top. Boosie on him. They switch over. Snodgrass.
He traveled
the defense and forced number 23 man to travel.
And I'm not sure why, but Snodgrass came in at that timeout for Clowers, but now Clowers is back in for Boosie. So I thought maybe they took Clowers out, maybe his hand was bothering him, but obviously that's not the case.
I think he's trying to keep fresh folks out there as we're under 2.5 to go.
Oh, my. I didn't realize there's that much time already gone.
Works it up. Schickle at the free throw line. Fights through some fouls. Don't get called. They get it to Rob up top.
Yeah, a lot of hands there.
Rob drives in. Fights through the double team. They get it up to Hostetter. Hostetter got fouled. No call. Drives in. Shot no good. and it goes out of bounds, but Schickel knocked it off of it was knocked Rand. Off of Schickel.
Yeah, if Rand had the rebound, wasn't really holding it that tightly, and Schickel got a hand in and knocked it all the way out of bounds. And Hostetter got grabbed at the beginning of his drive. He went ahead and threw with it and missed the shot, but no whistle, and that was a pretty obvious one.
Young kicks it over to Mann.
We're in a 1-3-1 zone now.
Young trying to find a seam. They get it in the corner, cross court. Young down low. They work it back out to Mann up top. Almost stolen there. Good ball movement by the Bulldogs. They get it to Ellis down low. Tries to go around.
He traveled.
Yep, they're going to call that. So it stops with 1:45 to go in the first. We're tied at 11 all here.
I'm going to say right now, Ryder Snodgrass is the baseline on the defense. Schickel's at the middle of the free throw line. Snodgrass is going corner to corner and just flying all over the place, doing a fantastic job.
Carmine White County Invitational, number 45. Minute 35 to go. Rob up top, dribbles in, kicks it over. Snodgrass banks it in for two.
Beautifully done.
13-11, Wildcats up. 1:24 to go here in the opening quarter.
As Rob drove in, Snodgrass relocated and came to him from the opposite side, and Rob threw a beautiful pass down to him.
Mann with a missed shot, rebounded by Rob. Rob brings it up, slows it down, gets it to Clowers. Clowers has that right hand heavily taped.
I noticed a while ago he reached in on a ball, and he did it with his left hand when his right hand might have been better, but
Rob
he
traveled. Oh, they're going to call a foul.
Nope.
Okay. I was looking down here.
Yeah, the one in front of the play wasn't sure what to call. Could have been a foul, could have been a travel. The other one called the travel, and I think that was the right call.
Under a minute to go here, 13-11, the Wildcat lead. Harrisburg with the ball. Young brings it up, gets it over to Mann. Kicks it down low to number 20, Ryder. Ryder in the far corner with a dangerous pass to Young. They go in the other corner to number 30, that's Rand. To Mann from the free throw line, can't get the bounce. There's a scrum for it. Snodgrass ends up with it, gets it to Schickel. Schickel under pressure. They find Rob, thankfully. We're at 25 seconds to go. Rob's going to cross the timeline, and they'll work for the final opportunity here with a 13-11 lead against Harrisburg. I'll start you at 10.
I wish they'd get away from that 10-second line. They're making me nervous.
We're at 10 seconds right now. Hostetter with the ball. Drives in, gets it to Rob. We're at 5. Rob for 3. Off the mark, no good.
He traveled.
Yep, he traveled. The shot's up. And so at the end of the first quarter, it'll be Mount Vernon 13, Harrisburg 11. We'll take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM, WMBI.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With 3 locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, 45th Annual Carmine White County Invitational. Wildcats up 13-11, Alan Buck. Start the second.
Yeah, and I just want to say before this game goes any further, Ryder Snodgrass is playing terrific. Defensively is great. He's gotten a couple rebounds. The last one was not one that he could have come up with, and he did anyway. Really well done.
Harshbarger traveled there. Yeah. So turnover here with 7:40 to go in the half.
And talk about fresh legs, Chris. You're right. And Harshbarger's in there for the legs. He caught the pass. He just took a little pump fake and then took off before he dribbled, and that happens to everybody.
13-11, the Wildcats still in front. Ellis brings it up left to right for the Bulldogs. keeps looking to his bench to get some guidance.
We went back to man-to-man now. And last time we went to the zone, it shook them up a little bit. Now we're back to man-to-man. We'll see if it shakes
them
up.
They go down low. Number 20 banks it in. That's Reed Ryder, the senior forward. We're knotted at 13 all with 7:15 to go in the half. Hostetter back on offense. Hands it over to Rob. Rob up top. Dribbles up the right side. Looks for help from Schickel. Finds Hostetter. He'll drive in. Bites through the triple team. Gives it to Rob. Rob back out to Hostetter. Stolen by Ellis. Ellis on the breakaway. Goes in and lays it up for two. 15-13. Harrisburg back in front with 6:49 to go now. Ellis just fouled Hostetter. They just got kind of tripped up in their legs, Al Buck.
Yeah.
So number 23, Adrian Mann's going to check in for Ellis. First on Ellis, first team foul on Harrisburg this quarter. Bulldogs up by two. Wildcats with the ball going right to left. Rob takes it across. Gets it to Schickel way out on the right side beyond the three-point arc. Dribbles across. Stops. Looks for help from Hostetter. Hostetter tries to go behind him. Finds Boozy for three. Off the mark. Schickel with the putback. Gets it to go.
And he got fouled. A guy went down on the ground at Schickel's feet and undercut Schickel, and he put the ball in as he was falling. It should have been a called foul.
15 all the score. 6:11 to go in the half. Harrisburg with the ball. Rand drives in. Can't get the shot to go. That is Harshbarger with the rebound for Mount Vernon.
Good defense by Harshbarger and good rebound by him.
Oh, Rob almost lost it. Gets it back thanks to Hostetter. Boozy now calling out the offense here. We're under six to go in the half. Hostetter in the right corner. Dribbles up top around the free throw line. Looks for some help. Finds Boozy for three. Off the mark. Rebounded by Schickel. Good offensive rebounding by the Wildcats. Rob with a fadeaway three.
Boom, baby.
Nails it. 18-15. Wildcats up. Largest lead of the night for Mount Vernon with 5:24 to go in the half.
When that came out of his hands, it just looked like it was in. It was just perfect.
And man.
Nothing but net.
Under pressure. Gets it over to Rand. Now Rand just handed it off to Mann, so. Wow. Murphy gets it to number 20, Reed Ryder. They work down to Rand. Rand puts up a shot, can't get it to go. Rebounded by Meyer Robb. 4:58 to go. Fast break here. Boozy slows it down. Cross court to Harshbarger, but I tell you, good defense by Owen Rand as he knocks the pass.
It's a good thing Harshbarger was next to the sideline because that was a. I didn't even see who threw it, but it was an awful pass from the opposite side of the floor. Had it been further in the court of play, Rand might have had a good steal instead of just a knock out of bounds.
Campbell checks in for Harshbarger. 4:51 to go. Hostetter's going to take it across. Dribbles up the right side. Finds Boozy up top. Over to Rob. Rob backs up, gets some separation. Hostetter for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by number 23, Adrian Mann. Mann gets it to Young. He takes it up the left side, cuts back to Ellis. Ellis drives in, lays it up. Rebound by, I think that's going to be a jump ball.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a jump ball. Rob yeah. grabbed it, but so did Caden Young for them.
Possession arrow in the Bulldogs' favor. 4:25 to go in the half. 18-15, the Wildcat advantage. Number 14 checked in. He drives in. That's Quistel. Ellis drives in, puts up a shot, draws the foul, can't get it to go.
He got bumped. I think it was Hostetter, but I think they're going to call it on Schick. Nope, they did call Hostetter.
First team foul on the Wildcats. First one on Nash here. And Ellis will go to the line to shoot a couple. Down three with 4:16 to go in the half.
No offense, but I'm glad to see it was on Nash because the other choice was Schickel, and it would have been his second.
Ellis nails the first one, makes it a 18-16. I had to look through the.
Yeah, they have a goal, a side goal that is raised to the ceiling, but the supports, the bars, are going diagonally through the scoreboard. So we're having a tough time reading it.
Hits them both, makes it a 1-point Wildcat advantage here with 4:15 to go in the half. Boozy on the inbounds. He's going to bring it across, fights through the double team, gets it to Hostetter.
He double dribbled.
Yep.
the ball.
Good call there.
Yeah, he had trouble, had to catch the ball with one hand, but when he did, he caught it with one hand and dribbled, caught it with both hands, and then dribbled again. That's just a double dribble. But, yeah, it was a little careless on our part. We weren't paying attention when they jumped a double onto Rob. He had to pass it up quicker than he meant to.
Ellis dribbles up the right side. They're working around. That's a three ball by Young off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Hostetter. Fights through. Looks for help from Campbell. He'll pop a three. And he does. 21-17. Four-point lead for the Wildcats. They're largest of the night here with 3:40 to go in the half. Bulldogs back on offense. Ran in the left corner. Drives baseline. Spins. Looks for the shot. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Meyer Robb. He'll push the pace. Kind of look towards Campbell. Dribbles up at the free throw line. Fights through two defenders. Hands it to Hostetter. Hostetter gets it back to Robb. Robb looks over to coach here with 3:17 to go in the half. Slowing the pace down and a four-point Wildcat lead, 21-17.
Always makes me nervous when they look over at the coach because it takes their focus off of their handling the ball.
Good defense by the Bulldogs. They knocked the pass. That was number 23, man, out of bounds.
Yeah, we reversed the ball very well that time, and we had Boozy in the corner wide open, and man knocked the pass out of bounds, or we had a good open three.
Campbell gets it into Hostetter. Back over to Jack. Jack finds Schickel at the free throw line. Looking to drive. Finds Robb. Robb will drive in. Steps. Puts it up from 10 foot out. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Young. Young's going to push the pace up here. Dribbles into the paint from the free throw line. No good. Rebounded by Hostetter. He'll get it to Schickel on the breakaway. Schickel stops. Turns. Kicks it back out to Campbell. Robb in the corner for three. Off the mark. No good. Ellis saves it. Almost went out of bounds. He'll bring it up here. We're 2:27 to go. Down by four of the Bulldogs. And Ellis hits a two ball. So that makes it 21-19 Mount Vernon with 2:20 to go in the half.
Yeah, I really thought Robb had this corner jumper here, but he didn't get it. But
Robb brings it across. Gets it to Boozy. Over to Hostetter. Thought about pulling the trigger. Pulls it down. Backs up. Gets around Ellis. Drives. Picked up, fights a double team, gets it to Robb. Robb drives in, gets it to go. Should have been a foul, no call.
That was a lot of body foul on that.
23-19, back up to a four-point lead for Mount Vernon. We're under two to go in the half.
I'm thinking Meyer Robb's played enough AAU ball that he's had to fight through contact like that before.
Ellis drives in, banks it in for two. We can't allow that, Al Buck.
No, but I tell you, Ellis is pretty darn quick. I'm going to say he's as quick as anybody on the floor and maybe more so. He'll be a load if he really
kind of
gets
put
going.
It in perspective for our listeners. Kind of reminds me of Nico,
in a way. Yeah,
the way he like drives in, it really reminds me of Nico Burnett.
Mm-hmm.
But 128 to go, 23-21 Wildcats. And Snodgrass is going to check in.
Yeah, it goes in for Boozy, and this is going to be good for this last couple minutes because we need a little bit more on the board so they don't get a second chance point.
Hostetter gets it to Campbell up top. Thought about pulling the trigger. Back to Nash. Nash fights through the double team. Gets fouled. No call. Finds Robb. Robb drives baseline. Kicks it out to Campbell. Fade away three.
Oh,
nails it.
That ball, it hit the rim, but it was so soft it just slid in. That's Jack Campbell. Nice job, Ice Water.
26-21, under a minute to go here and a half. Five-point lead for the Wildcats. Their largest of the night. Ellis drives in, picked up by Snodgrass. Goes around him, drives in for a layup. 26-23, three-point lead here for Mount Vernon with 45 seconds to go. I think if you're Mount Vernon, you slow it down and work for the final opportunity of the half.
Yeah, but they better do it crisply because Harrisburg's not going to just let us horse around with the ball. They're going to come after it. They've switched to a bit of a zone. They're going to trap out of this.
They're trapping way out there. Hostetter
and they
loses
just
it.
Steal it.
Good defense by Harrisburg. Young has his shot blocked by Robb. Schickel with the rebound. Good defense by Meyer Robb. 13 on the clock. Hostetter brings it up. 26-23. Three-point lead for Mount Vernon. Hostetter, his pass is blocked. Ellis ends up with it. Breaks through from the free throw line.
That's a charge. That's a good call. Hostetter stood there and just walled up, and Ellis tried to kind of shoot a runner from just above the free throw line, and it's the 0.9 on the clock, but his continuation.
Well, you got the quarterback taking it in. They get it to Rob. He's just going to hold it.
Yeah.
So at the half, it'll be Mount Vernon 26, Harrisburg 23. We'll take a three-minute timeout and be back with the halftime show. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM WMVI, and online at MountVernonRadio.com.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult, and when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it is not. At Auto Car Trader, you can expect fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Check out the inventory online at actpreowned.com, then come by 312 College Avenue to see your dream ride in person. Down payments as low as $500 or zero down with a trade on qualified vehicles. Financing is available for all credit situations. Visit Auto Car Trader today, 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon, and online at actpreowned.com.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, high yield certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
What do you expect when shopping for a power sports vehicle? How about a huge selection of in-stock units? Le Mans Motorsports has a showroom that's full. Honda, Kawasaki, Yamaha, Suzuki, and CF Moto. The Le Mans staff is friendly and they know their products. Le Mans Parts Department is full of in-stock parts and accessories with service second to none. Expect it all and get it all at Le Mans Motorsports, Route 45 in Fairfield, Illinois, just minutes off I-64, and servicing the tri-state since 1975.
Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate, going that extra mile.
It's truck month at Expressway Jeep. We have a huge selection of fresh off-lease Ram trucks, like a 22 Ram Bighorn Night Edition 4x4, only $33,555, or a 22 Ram Bighorn 4x4 for only $34,775, or a 21 Ram Bighorn Night Edition 4x4, only $33,675. Big selection, all sale price, you will save thousands during truck month at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mountain Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245.fee. Excludes previous offers. See dealer for details.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student-athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. 45th Annual Carmine White County Invitational McDougal Evers Gymnasium. At the half, opening game here. Mount Vernon up 26-23 over Harrisburg. Alan Buck, how did we get here?
Well, Mount Vernon won both quarters. They won the first one 13-11 and the second one 13-12. Individually for Harrisburg, Caden Young has 3 points. Reed Ryder, or Red Ryder, whatever you want to call him, has 4. Owen Rand has 3. And Jalen Ellis has 14. He is, 13. He is very, very efficient. The best thing about his game is that he committed a second foul. So hopefully if we can get him into foul trouble, I mean, this guy, he's just very quick. He's very efficient. He doesn't take sloppy shots. So that's why he's 6-for-8 right now. And just a fine ball player. So we'll just hope we can pick up another foul or two from him. For your Mount Vernon Wildcats, Nash with 5, Meyer Robb 5, Grayson Boozy with 2, Ryder Snodgrass with 2, Jack Campbell and Brady Schickel tied for the lead with 6 apiece. And I'll tell you, Ryder Snodgrass, he's 1-for-1 from the field, 2 rebounds, played really good defense on that zone on the baseline. And, you know, it's a kid. He comes off the bench and contributes like that. That's pretty fantastic. Bryce Clowers doesn't show anything statistically, but he came in. He played his good defense as usual and handled the ball. I think he had an open 3, but I think he's a little reluctant to shoot, and that's understandable. I don't think he's comfortable shooting the ball right now. Brady Schickel doesn't look like he's got the yips with that nose. He's gone up with several shots. He's 3-for-3 from the floor.
Maybe he needs to break his nose more often.
Yeah. Folks, that was Chris Cook that threw that out there.
I'm just
the Schickel family's listening.
Just kidding.
And he's got 4 rebounds as well to lead.
That was all in fun.
Yeah. I think he has figured out in this game he's quicker than their big guys, and he can jump over their big guys. So he's playing with very much confidence in the inside. The one thing, and I will say it's a little bit of a downside, we're a little bit lackadaisical with the ball out there.
Yeah.
We've had several of the, this is Chris's copyrighted phrase, unforced errors, where we just are just kind of asleep at the switch, and the next thing you know, they've got a hand in there, or one time, the ball just slipped out of our guy's hand.
Well, I tell you, we talk about this 45th annual Carmine White County Invitational. Here's what we're looking at. Second game tonight, Carmine White County will take on Day School. Session number 2 is tomorrow night. Mount Vernon's not in action, but in the early session, it'll be Day School versus Fairfield and Harrisburg versus Carmine White County. No action on Wednesday. And then we return with the 5:30 game on Thursday, January 23rd against Fairfield. And then Friday, the early game again at 5:30, we'll take on Day School. And then we wrap it all up with the late afternoon start. I believe it's a 4:30 start. Saturday early evening as we'll take on Carmine White County in the final game of the tournament. So we start the first game, we end the final game. That's what it is, the Carmine White County Invitational, year number 45 for this storied tournament that we've had a good representation of the past 2 years.
Yeah, we really have. And I think the year we won it was the year we had, wasn't that COVID year? We had several players injured and things, and Grant Doherty, the sophomore, came and played and did an extremely good job because of his soccer training. And we did it with duct tape and coat hanger wire and got it put together and won the thing. And we'll see if we can do it again this year. I tell you, this is not going to be an easy task. This Harrisburg team, they start all seniors. They bring a senior off the bench. They are, it's kind of cliche, but in a small town, you know, these guys that were 5 years old playing together, now they're seniors in high school, and they become very, very difficult to beat. They're cohesive. They know what each other is going to do, and they work hard for each other, and that's what we're facing right now.
26-23 at the half. Wildcats up. Both teams have emerged from their respective locker rooms. This is a historic gym. It was built in the 20s here in Carmine White County. When this thing gets filled up, like it will be on Saturday night when we play Carmine White County, the host team,
it'll be rocking.
It'll be rocking. But they're starting to fill in here for the second game.
And we get, this is a relatively new floor. I'm not sure what year they put it in. It's obviously it's not from the 1920s, but and it's been, I'm sure, been resurfaced. But yeah, it's a gorgeous looking floor. It's really a nice looking small town gym. It's they'll pack them to the rafters.
Yeah, Carmine members of the Black Diamond Conference over here in Illinois. And believe they're in the Black Diamond East. It looks like Fairfield and a few others are a part of that as well. We'll get into that throughout the week. So buckle up here for the third quarter, 26-23. Looks like we're going to have the original starting five back out there for Mount Vernon, which would be Nash, Hostetter, Meyer, Robb, Campbell, Grayson, Boozy, and Schickel.
And they will have the same starting lineup for them. Caden Young, Red Ryder, Jalen Ellis, Adrian Mann, and Owen Rand. And
Wildcats going left to right to start the third. Schickel set to inbound.
And they're picking up at the half-court line. And that's where we're taking it out. So I don't know if this would become a full-court press, but it's and it doesn't look like an excuse me one either. It looks like they're going to be.
They're going to put some pressure on us.
Yep, and they're going to trap. And he kicked it. Good thing that official saw it. The one on this side of the floor did not see it.
He was out of position.
But the, yeah, they double. They went from man-to-man. They jumped and doubled Hostetter at the 10-second line and in trying to make a pass, the kid kicked it. So
Hostetter gets it in. Meyer Robb's going to take it across left to right. First offensive possession of the third quarter. 26-23, the Wildcat advantage. Campbell looks for help, finds Robb. Robb looks for separation, gets it to Hostetter. Pulls back, fade away, can't get it to go. Rebounded by number 30, that's Rand. He finds Ellis. Ellis is going to drive in through the traffic, goes up, draws the foul.
Yeah, right into Boozy. And he Ellis does a really good thing. When he's driving, he pushes the contact. He doesn't charge and run into you, well, except for the time he got called earlier in the first half. But he drives under control, and he issues the contact, and then it's always going to be on the defensive player.
Hits the first one, makes it a two-point Wildcat advantage here with 7:27 to go in the third. Second untimed opportunity, no substitutions.
Good news is that's Boozy's first foul.
First team foul for Mount Vernon, third quarter. Ellis is second, nothing but net. One-point lead here for the Wildcats, 26-25 over Harrisburg.
And they are on a full-court press now.
Yes, they are. Hostetter to Robb. They break through. It's a three-on-two opportunity. Hostetter gets it across, finds Robb. Robb dribbles in, attacks, draws the foul.
Let's hope it's on Ellis, but I don't think so.
It is going to be
on Ellis. 21. That's his third foul, and this is a.
That's a
look. I don't, you know, don't normally cheer for another player to get in foul trouble, but in this case, that kid is he's just a very good ball player. It would help us enormously if he can sit down for a while.
7:11 to go, untimed opportunity. Robb hits the first one. Makes it back to a two-point lead. Ellis is going to come off as Quinstel. Am I saying that right?
Chandler Questel.
Questel checks in. Robb, yeah. Second opportunity. Misses it. Schickel with the rebound. Back out to Hostetter. He drives in. Underneath the Schickel. Banks it in for two. 29-25. Wildcats up by four with 7:02 to go here in the third.
This is an easy game when you make it look easy.
They work it around. They go down low to Rand. Rand with a 12-footer. Nails it. 29-27. Two-point lead for the Wildcats here with 6:46 to go in the third. Hostetter up the left side. Pulls it back up top. Hands it over to Robb. Robb trying to get some separation to find a seam to attack that basket. From this vantage point, you can really see how it opens up for him.
Yes.
He drives up top, dribbles in, attacks the basket, lays it up for two.
Like that, you mean?
Yep.
Yeah, from where we're sitting, Chris said, you could really, it's like the parting of the seas. And Meyer Robb's smart enough, he can see that as well.
They're going to take a timeout. We will as well. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM, WMBI.
How do you like your pizza? For zesty authentic Italian, there's only one, DiMaggio's. Can't wait? All mine orders are available at DiMaggio's.com. Also savory pastas, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza, voted the best pizza in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Call 838-9850 for DiMaggio's.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. 45th Annual Carmine White County Invitational McDougal Evers Gymnasium here at Carmine White County. 31-27 Wildcats up with 6:24 to go in the third, Allenbach.
Okay, and Bryce Clowers is in the game now. Jack Campbell went out. I was just about to say, Campbell was guarding Rand. Rand is 6'4". That is Campbell. It's 5'10". That's probably on tippy toes. So that's going to be a little bit of a mismatch offensively for them.
They go down low, and that's going to draw a foul. It's number 20, Reed Ryder.
Oh, my.
Had the ball. Is that on Rob?
Yeah, it's Meyer Robb's second. He, obviously, we're, you know, 50 feet away, but Meyer Robb went up and just poked the ball. I didn't see him get anywhere close to a wrist.
He hits the first one, 31-28, cuts it to a three-point lead for the Wildcats.
Well, they just took out Owen Rand, so that height matchup is now not there.
Braxton Murphy checks in for Harrisburg. Ryder hits them both, 31-29, two-point lead here for Mount Vernon.
You know, for a big, burly kind of kid, Reed Ryder's got a beautiful shot.
Rob gets it to Clowers, out to Hostetter. Drives in. Nash looks for help, finds Rob. He'll go in, back out to Boozy. Boozy at the free throw line to Hostetter.
That's a bad call.
I don't know about that one.
He didn't. He called travel on Hostetter. He took a short pass from Boozy and just started dribbling. That's not a good call.
Yeah, I don't agree with that one. 5:44 to go here. Two-point lead for the Wildcats. Harrisburg with the ball. They work it in to 14 Quinstel. They find number 20 Ryder. Ryder out the young. Picked up by Schickel. Now Clowers. They double on him. They force the pressure. As Mann throws it across to 22 for a three ball. No good. Rebounded by Boozy. So that was Murphy with the miss. 31-29. Wildcats with the lead in the ball. 5:12 to go in the third. They work it around in the corner. That's Rob. Puts it up from 10 foot away. Can't get it to go. Reed Ryder with the rebound. Finds Young. He takes it up. Gets it over to Mann. Mann dribbles into the paint at the free throw line. Hands it off to Young. He'll pop a three. Off the mark. Rebounded by Schickel. Schickel out to Hostetter. Hostetter's going to attack. Drives in. Lays it up for two and draws the foul.
That's that speed that we see from Hostetter.
No, wait a minute. They're calling the charge.
They're calling it on 23. That's Clowers. Did he set an illegal screen?
I think so.
So the basket,
first
I assume, did not count.
No, it did not. First on Clowers. Third team foul on us. They go down low to number 20 Ryder. Gets it to go. We're tied at 31 all, 4:28 to go in the third. Kind of eroded this four-point Wildcat lead.
And now they're in a 3-2 zone.
Working around now. Hostetter goes down low to Schickel. Back out to Snodgrass to Hostetter from the free throw line. No good. Rebounded by number 22
Murphy.
Or, yeah, 22 Murphy. Yeah. Murphy with it in the corner.
He just carried.
Yep. Back out to 23 man. To Quinstel. To Ryder. Getting kind of physical down there.
Yeah.
Murphy fights through the traffic, looks for some help. It's a layup by Mann, and they're back in front by two, 33-31. Harrisburg's first lead of the second half with 3:38 to go in the third.
That's Mann's first basket of the game to give him that lead.
Hostetter over to Clowers in the corner, kicks it back out. They work it around. Trying to feed Schickel, but Schickel's kind of manhandled down there.
Yeah, we're not figuring out how to attack these seams in this zone just yet.
It's like our foot movement is not where it was on Friday night, Allenbach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hate to be critical, but it looks like some tired feet down there. Goes off a Bulldog player to be Mount Vernon balls. Boozy's set to check in with Hirschberger.
Boozy, they're coming in for Clowers and Snodgrass. Again, fresh legs, and I'm still thinking Clowers is not quite comfortable with that hand, and justifiably so. I'm not being critical.
Oh, I couldn't imagine. 33-31.
Oh, no.
Bad pass. Bulldogs have it, and that's a foul on Hostetter. as he fouls man.
You knew he was going to go up and challenge that shot, and he did make him miss the layup, so he's going to have to earn him for 15, but it's also a little bit of frustration because he threw a bad pass down there at the other end.
Second one on Hostetter, fourth team foul on the Wildcats here with under three to go in the third, so we have to really watch that.
One thing Harrisburg's doing, they're very clever about when they double-team the ball, and we don't have, there he goes, he missed the first one. But our spacing is not really good, so when they do double the ball, our other guard's not coming up quickly enough and close enough to take a short pass, so we're having to throw a long pass, and that gave the turnover.
And second one, nothing but net. Makes it 34-31, three-point lead here for the Bulldogs. Their largest of the second half. It'll be Wildcat ball here. Schickel gets it into Rob.
They've got a 2-2-1 zone press.
Hostetter takes it up. Finds Schickel. Schickel to Boozy on the breakaway. Lays it up. Gets fouled.
Missed. Got fouled. Pretty kind of hard foul, but that's a layup we needed to have. And that's 23.
That's Adrian Mann.
That's his first.
Team second. So at the line, number three, Grayson Boozy. 5'9" junior. Misses the first one. Remains a three-point Bulldog lead. 34-31.
He's got such a good form on his shot. This is just mental at this point with him. He's missing free throws. He hits that one good.
34-32. Bulldogs with the lead in the ball. 2:44 to go in the third. Mann's going to bring it up. Picked up by Boozy. Right to left. They go down low to Young. Young finds some help from Ryder. They work it back out to Young. Picked up by Schickel way out there. I don't know about that. Rob comes to help. They work it in the corner to Ryder. Back to Murphy. He'll take a long two. Off the mark, no good. But the putback by number 30, Rand, makes it a 36-32 four-point lead here for Harrisburg. Their largest lead of the second half with 2:10 to go in the third.
Yeah, that's a... rebound came off. We had no Mount Vernon player in the area, and Rand just came in and scooped it up and laid it in.
Rob up the right side, finds Schickel. Schickel back to Rob. Trying to find a seam to open up. Rob creating some separation. Gets behind Schickel, drives in, puts it up, tries to tip his own shot in, can't get it to go. Rebounded by number 30. That was Owen Rand. They get it in the corner to Murphy.
Oh, my. Way after the shot. They're saying Hostetter, they're saying Nash, or Nash got into him, the shooter, at the end. And
that's the third on Hostetter with 1:37 to go. Murphy at the line, hits the first one. Makes it a five-point lead. It's Campbell.
Campbell's going to come in for Hostetter, but he's going to wait till after the second shot. I think that's by rule. I think that's how you do it on the three-point shot.
Misses the second one. Now the substitution happens as Campbell's in.
Harrisburg brings in a couple as well. No, they just switched people that were on the line.
Third opportunity goes in. 38-32, six-point lead for Harrisburg. I believe that's their largest of the evening.
Yep.
With 1.5 to go in the third, Campbell up the right side, fights through the double team to Boozy. Boozy gets it to Harshbarger for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Rob. Rob's going to reboot the Mount Vernon offense. Finds Boozy now.
And they're in their 2-3 zone now. It's a 3-2.
They get it over to Rob, back to Boozy. Wildcats need to come away with some points this possession. Down by six, 38-32. We're under a minute to go in the third.
We got Jack Campbell running the baseline. If he can get a screen from Schickel, he could be open in the corner.
Boozy just threw it away into the third row.
They tried to throw it diagonally all the way across the corner or across the court to Campbell in the opposite corner. Who, if he catches the pass, he's wide open, but the pass was off target.
Just don't like that opportunity there.
No.
It's not a good high percentage, if you know what I mean.
Correct.
Regardless of what level of basketball you're at. Young for two, no good. Rebounded by Rob. He's going to push the issue. One versus two. Drives in. Draws the foul. 31.2 on the clock and a six-point Harrisburg lead. That's going to be on number 12, I believe, Caden Young.
You know, I was going to say it's one on two, but if Meyer Robb is the one and the ball's in his hands, it's even money.
And they're going to put that on Murphy. My fault. That's his first, team's third. Robb hits the first one, cuts it to a five-point lead. It's Clowers and Snodgrass set to check in here for Campbell and Harshbarger. 31.2 on the clock. Untimed opportunity number two here. Robb at the line. Hits them both. Cuts it to a four-point lead here. 38-34, 30 seconds to go. Young's going to take it up right to left for Harrisburg. Setting up the Bulldog offense. Robb's all over him. They go down low to Ryder. Almost thrown away, but Young runs it down. 17 on the clock. Schickel way out there on Young. I do not like that.
One saving grace, I don't think Young is their best ball handler, so Schickel's
but
got
he's real close to that timeline.
Yeah.
They're under 7 seconds. He's going to have to go. Young
he just
goes
traveled.
In, traveled, got it to go. 40-34 at the end of the third quarter. Six-point lead for Harrisburg. We'll take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM WMVI, and online at MountVernonRadio.com.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call, 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, the 45th Annual Carmine Wayne County Invitational opening round here from McDougal Evers Gymnasium. It'll be Harrisburg ball. They've got a six-point lead here. Final quarter, a little bit of urgency for the Wildcats. Murphy for a long two, no good, rebounded by Robb. Robb's going to push the issue. One versus three, slows it down, finds Snodgrass. Drives in. Robb has his shot blocked. Murphy's going to end up with it. Gets it to number 30, Rand. Rand drives in, lays it up for two. Scoreboard's a temporary off, but it's, I believe, 42-6. It comes back on 42-34. They stop it here. Somebody cut the power on the scoreboard.
I think 40-34 is correct.
No, it's 40. It was 40-34. It's 42.
Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's yes, you're right.
8-point lead here with 7:48 to go.
And they're going to bring Jalen Ellis back in, which I think is about time with
three fouls,
but only, you know, just the fourth quarter to play.
And Hostetter's coming back in with three as well. He'll come in for Clowers. Wildcats need to convert on this possession to keep in reach before this thing gets out of hand.
Yeah, this is not a very high-scoring game anyway. There aren't a lot of possessions, so we need to get the points and stay close.
Robb fancy dribbles, gets some help, kicks it out to Boozy. He'll attack the basket, gives it back out to Schickel. He'll drive in, go through the quadruple team, and gets it to go. Coach is going to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout. 42-36. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM WMVI, and online at MountVernonRadio.com.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. 45th annual Carmine White County Invitational, live from Carmine White County High School, the McDougal Evers Gymnasium, built way back in the 20s, 42-36. The Harrisburg advantage, Alan Buck, 7:27 to go.
Yeah, and this is, you hit the nail on the head. We really need to stay close right now. You know, they can't go on a two or three basket run. We need to get some stops and get back into it. Plenty of time left. But the way this game is, you don't want to let them get too far away. And that third quarter hurt us. They got us 17-8 that quarter.
So this team has the capability, though, to come back quickly.
Oh, yeah. We've got Nash, Meyer Robb, Jack Campbell, Grayson Boozy, and Ralph Schickle, Brady Schickle on the court.
Ellis brings it up, fights through, almost stolen
off
by
his
Rob.
Foot.
Yep. Rob kind of knocked it. It went off his foot. It'll be Wildcat ball. Good opportunity here for Mount Vernon to convert with 7:19 to go, down by six.
Yeah, we got that stop that we needed there. They're in that 2-1-2 zone press.
Rob's going to break it, gets it across, left to right. Kicks it out to Campbell. Back over to Rob. Rob to Hostetter up top. Trying to find an open seam.
And they're in a 2-3 zone defense now.
Campbell way in the corner, over to Hostetter.
It got kicked, and I'm surprised. The referee was awfully late calling that, but it was the bounce pass thrown into Schickle, and the guy just kicked it, and I didn't think they were going to call it.
6:58 to go. We're down by six. 42-36. Wildcats with the ball down to Harrisburg. Campbell gets it to Hostetter. Back
hit
to
it,
Campbell.
Jack.
He'll pop a three off the mark. Rebounded by Rand. Rand gets it to Ellis. He'll bring it up. Hate to come away with points when you have an opportunity like that, Alan Buck.
Yes, and Jack, I think, just kind of rushed his shot. I don't think he had his feet quite set, but that was his shot. We'll take it any day of the week.
Ellis goes down low to Ryder. Rebounded by Schickle.
Boy, Ryder missed a point blank when I'm sure from their side they're saying that's a shot we should have had.
Hostetter has it knocked out by Ellis.
I was writing something down. I didn't see it, but they gave the ball to Harrisburg.
Because it went off of Hostetter's foot.
Ah.
So it's their ball. Good defense by Ellis.
He is quick.
Yeah, he's going to bring it up. Finds number 23, Mann. Over to Ryder. Ellis on the right side to go down low to Young. Young can't get his shot to go. All over Rob, no call. Rob with the rebound. Fouls Rob again, no call. They get it to Schickle. Schickle in the corner. Spins, attacks the basket. Can't get it to go, knocks it out. But Young comes up with the rebound. He'll find Ellis. We're under six to go. 6-point Bulldog lead. They have the ball. 42-36 the score. You know, if you're Harrisburg, you can't leave them wide open like that.
We just tried to jump double and missed it. And
Man made us pay. Yeah. Yep. 44-36, 8-point lead. Hostetter. Rob drives in, draws the foul, can't get it to go.
Yeah, it got. Well, he was calling it on the floor anyway, so it didn't matter.
So they're going to call that one, I believe, on number 20. Reed Ryder, his first, team's first. 5:22 to go in the game, 8-point Bulldog lead. That's a three ball.
Oh, that was a pretty play. Meyer Robb threw it into Hostetter, came right in and out of inbounds, right behind Hostetter, and Hoss handed back to him. Three-pointer.
That was on Meyer Robb with the three.
Yeah, Hostetter handed it to Robb, and Robb drained it.
And they're going to call a foul on Schickle.
Boozy. Yeah, Boozy got him. Boozy was guarding him in perfect position, but once again, Ellis went right into him and forced the foul. And he did it right. I'm not complaining. That was a good call. But, boy, that guy is hard to guard.
It's the first one, makes it 45-39, back up to a 6-point lead.
But the good news is that's only the second foul on Boozy, and there are only 5 minutes left in the game. That's pretty good. I'm going to see if they can get carrying him forward for the later games this week.
Ellis hits the second one, 46-39, 7-point lead here as we approach 5 to go in the ball game. Rob's going to take it across left to right, get some help from Schickle. Drives into the paint, kicks it out to Boozy for three. Boozy's fouled, so that's going to be three free throws. Young got him pretty good.
Yeah, he did. That one, that was one Boozy didn't get to land before he landed on the seat of his pants, courtesy of Caden Young. But we'll see. Free throws have not been our friend these last few games. We'll see if he can get these down.
Can hear a pin drop here. Hits the first one. Cuts it to a six-point lead, 46-40. 4:50 to go. Untimed opportunity number two for Gray Zambuzzi. Hits that one too. 46-41.
They're bringing in Braxton Murphy, taking out Caden Young. I don't know about that substitution.
Number three. Hits all three of them. 46-42.
Now I'm going to say what I observed. He's got no legs in those shots. He did them all with his hands. His hands are good, but you need your the shot comes from your feet all the way up.
Ellis with some fancy dribbling, trying to create separation.
Nice job, Boozy. Feet were he stayed right in front of him, gave Ellis nothing to shoot.
Ran up top, hands it to Ellis. Ellis slowing down the pace, 4:27 to go. They've got a four-point lead, does the Bulldogs. Good ball movement. Reed Ryder over to Ellis. Ellis drives baseline. Tries to go underneath, and it's knocked out of bounds by Hostetter.
Once again, Boozy staying right in front of him. Schickel came over to make sure he couldn't get that baseline, and then Haas got snuck up behind him and darn near got a steal out of it. And when they're out top, Boozy puts a hand out on him, and it frustrates Ellis.
Man gets it into Ryder, out to Ellis. Ellis to ran for three, off the mark, no good. Oh, rebound by Murphy. Finds it back to Ellis. 46-42, 4:02 to go in the ball game. Harrisburg with the lead in the ball. Yep, Murphy got fouled by Rob.
Yeah, Rob thought Murphy was going to present the ball a little bit further up front, and he's tried to reach in and slap it real quick, and all he slapped was arm.
Third one on Rob. They're going to send in Harshbarger for Campbell.
Yeah, get a little bit more height in there so we don't give up any second chance rebounds.
Adrian Mann set the inbound. Gets it into Ellis. Ellis along the baseline, kicks it back out. That'll be a three ball by Rand. And he nails it. 49-42, 7-point lead. I believe that's their largest.
That matches their largest, yeah.
Of the ball game. 3:40 to go. Rob's going to dribble in. Gets it out to Boozy. Boozy to Hostetter. Hostetter drives in, puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Murphy. He finds Ellis. Ellis is going to drive. Knocked away by Hostetter. It's on the ground. And they call a timeout, which is a good call.
It's a good call, but the ball really wasn't in their possession. It was rolling across the floor. Ellis was diving for it.
Let's keep it here and talk about that because Coach Newcomb is not pleased.
Yeah, that should be it has to be in possession. And their player had just misdribbled or maybe it got deflected and it was rolling across the floor. Ellis dove on it toward it, but it wasn't fully in possession. So it should not have been, once he grabs it, sure, call the timeout. But you can't give him a timeout when they don't have full possession. So,
I tell you, 3:22 to go in the ball game. We're down by 7, 49-42. It'll be Harrisburg ball coming out of the timeout.
Yeah, we've got Schickel, Harshbarger, Nash, Boozy, and Rob. And they're going to have Ellis, Mann, Rand, Murphy, and Young.
Ellis gets it across.
Oh, he almost.
Finds Mann along the baseline, out to Murphy. Murphy looking for help, under pressure. Gets it to Ellis. Ellis almost lost it. They get it to Young. Young lays it up for two, 51-42. 9-point lead, the largest of the night here for Harrisburg. We're at 2:57 to go. They have it stolen away by Young. Young's going to go up and lays it up for two. 53-42, 11-point lead for Harrisburg. Wildcats are not looking good here with 2:40 to go in the ballgame.
Yeah, it was another one of those careless turnovers.
Go down low to Schickel. Schickel throws it away. He stepped in front of Harshbarger, did Ellis. Mm-hmm. He'll find Young. They'll slow it down. And they're going to call a foul.
Yep, they're saying it's off of Hostetter's foot.
Okay.
When Young was over there, Boozy had him stopped, and Nash snuck up from behind, and they trapped him. And when the kid missed dribble, they said it hit Hostetter's toe. And so, okay. Snodgrass comes in for Harshbarger, and Campbell came in for Nash.
They work it in. Young in the corner. Dribbles towards the basket. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. Snodgrass with the rebound. Finds Rob. 53-42. 11-point lead here for Harrisburg. Mount Vernon needs points, and they need them fast.
Yeah, and this is one thing. Harrisburg switches very well defensively, so when
Rob drives in, Euro steps, gets it to go. Coach is going to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout with 1:57 to go, 53-44. Mount Vernon down. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM WMBI.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult. And when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it is not. At Auto Car Trader, you can expect fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Check out the inventory online at actpreowned.com, then come by 312 College Avenue to see your dream ride in person. Down payments as low as $500 or zero down with a trade on qualified vehicles. Financing is available for all credit situations. Visit Auto Car Trader today, 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon, and online at actpreowned.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, 45th annual Carmine White County Invitational, McDougal Evers Gymnasium. Opening round game, Harrisburg 53, Wildcats 44, 1:57 to go, Alan Buck.
Yeah, the big thing we need are some stops, and Harrisburg has been very clever at finding their open man. When we have jumped the ball, they'll have somebody slip toward the basket, and that'll be the fifth man, the open man on the floor. That's how Young got that last layup very easily. And, I don't know. Anytime you jump the ball like that, the other players have to rotate over, so the closest one to the ball, the closest offensive player to the ball, gets covered up immediately, and that makes it harder for that offensive player to find an outlet for the ball.
Young gets it into Ellis. Clowers on him. They go for the steal. Young breaks through to Murphy.
Yeah, Nash almost had that steal on that pass.
They get it to Murphy. Murphy goes up. Can't get the shot to go, but they call a foul.
It has to be a rebound foul on Harrisburg.
They're calling that on Snodgrass,
I believe. Holy cow. Okay, Snodgrass defended the shot. I couldn't tell if he made contact or not, but after the shot hit the backboard, the rim came off, and Mount Vernon got the rebound. The referee blew the whistle and called the foul.
Murphy at the line hits the first one, 54-44.
That's absolutely wrong. If you don't wait and see, did the ball go in or who got the rebound, and then decide, oh, I should call a foul.
Boozy and Campbell check in for Snodgrass and Glowers. Hostetter, Schickel, Boozy, Rob, and Campbell, you're five for the Wildcats as Murphy hits them both. 55-44, 11-point lead for Harrisburg. 1:43 to go. Rob gets it to Boozy. Boozy under pressure. Stolen by Ellis.
Ellis just stole it, and they're going to say Hostetter got popped in the mouth, but I think that was incidental contact, but I think they're going to say Nash fouled Ellis before Ellis could get away with the ball. And that's Nash's fourth, and it's 11-point lead for Harrisburg, minute 35.
Coach is holding on the ball. I like that hold on the ball trick we've seen the past few games. It's kind of slick.
You gotta know how far to push that, though.
He didn't push it as far as he did Friday night right there. Yeah. I'll have to say that.
Yeah, he switched hands a couple times with it Friday night.
Well, you're back on the right side of the river, if you know what I mean. You can get away with that over in Indiana a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Here we pass through a couple checkpoints to get here to Carmi tonight. Ellis stolen by Rob. Oh, got it back by Young. Almost stolen by Rob. Ellis, his ball was knocked away out of bounds by Rob. It'll be Harrisburg ball with 1:21 to go and an 11-point lead, 55-44.
Yeah, that first one, Rob got his hand on that pass. I thought if he could pull it down with one hand, we had us a steal, but
work it around. Murphy thought about pulling the trigger. I think if you're Harrisburg, you just run the clock. Hostetter's going to foul out.
He just fouled out, yeah. I was going to say, yeah, if Murphy pulled the trigger, I'd say the coach's going to pull the trigger on him. He'd be sitting down because they do not want – at this point, they don't want any shots.
Young's going to go to the line. I tell you, Harrisburg, they've earned it tonight. First shot, they hit it.
The referee was not letting our substitute come in. And Hostetter finally held up his hand, showed him, I got five fouls, I have to sit down. It, you know, because normally you don't bring a sub in until after the first free throw. But with the five fouls, he has to go off the floor. So, I don't know, the referee was just all fouled up.
Now they can bring him in.
Now we can bring him in and their motion to get the right people in. But
the Harshberger, Campbell, Boozy, Schickel. Rob, that's your five on the court now with 1:14 to go, down 56-44. Young, second opportunity. Hits that one.
Oh, they're having him shoot the first one over again because of their deal with their substitutes.
You are correct. 56-44, second one goes. He misses it, rebounded by Campbell. Boozy's going to take it up quickly. Gets it to Harshberger for three. Short. Rob with the rebound. Back out to Campbell to Boozy for a long three. Way off the mark. Ellis with the rebound. And they're going to call a foul. Take your pick. There were three Wildcats in the vicinity. You know, we're down 12 now, Alan. I mean, at what point do you call off the dogs with 58 seconds to go?
Yeah, I would say this would probably be the time. If Ellis hits one or both of these, I'd say, yeah, we don't need to foul anymore.
Ellis
missed that one.
Leading the scores was 17 for the Bulldogs.
Well, this is very good. He took out Brady Schickel. No need to risk. I mean, he played the whole game at a risk with that face and took him out.
It's a second. Makes it 57-44. 18 points for Ellis. I believe he'll lead all scores tonight. Rob has 15.
Yeah, I think we've got one member of the all-tournament team that we saw tonight.
Misses a three. Campbell with the putback. 57-46. 38 seconds to go. Young's going to go up. And they call a foul on Snodgrass.
Snodgrass, yeah.
I thought he was set down.
Nah, he was still going. And this one was, once again, that's good coaching. Young took it right at him and kept going into him as long as Snodgrass wasn't quite completely set. And
Dalton Brim checks in. And number 15, Quistel.
It's just Snodgrass's second, and the game's nearly out, so...
Young hits it. What is it, 50 or 60?
60 to 46.
46. Boozy with the ball finds Rob, 28 on the clock.
Tell you what, they haven't slacked off on their defense.
Boozy's going to drive in for three. Can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. Back out to Rob from NBA range. Wow, he nails it. 60-49, cuts it to 11. I think that's going to be it.
Yeah. Under 10 seconds to go. They're going to just dribble it out.
So 60-49. That is a final here in the opening round of the 45th annual Carmi White County Invitational. We're going to take a three-minute timeout. We'll be back with the postgame show. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM, WMBI, and online at mountvernonradio.com.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, high yield certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
What do you expect when shopping for a power sports vehicle? How about a huge selection of in-stock units? Le Mans Motorsports has a showroom that's full. Honda, Kawasaki, Yamaha, Suzuki, and CF Moto. The Le Mans staff is friendly and they know their products. Le Mans Parts Department is full of in-stock parts and accessories with service second to none. Expect it all and get it all at Le Mans Motorsports, Route 45 in Fairfield, Illinois, just minutes off I-64, and servicing the tri-state since 1975.
Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate, going that extra mile.
Lead, follow, or get out of the way.
Expressway Jeep wants to lead the way with the first and biggest truck sale of 25. Like a new 25 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 with 420 horsepower Hurricane engine. Or a new Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4 with a 6.4 Hemi. Your choice, only $45,390. Only at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 document fee. Dealer retains applicable rebates. See dealer for details.
How do you like your pizza? For zesty authentic Italian, there's only one, DiMaggio's. Can't wait? All mine orders are available at DiMaggio's.com. Also savory pastas, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza, voted the best pizza in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Call 838-9850 for DiMaggio's.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call, 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult, and when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it is not. At Auto Car Trader, you can expect fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Check out the inventory online at actpreowned.com, then come by 312 College Avenue to see your dream ride in person. Down payments as low as $500 or zero down with a trade on qualified vehicles. Financing is available for all credit situations. Visit Auto Car Trader today, 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon, and online at actpreowned.com.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, high-yield certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. A final time here from the 45th annual Carmine-Wake County Invitational opening game from the McDougal Evers Gymnasium. where the Wildcats fall 60-49 versus the Harrisburg Bulldogs, Alan Buck.
Yeah, the Harrisburg kind of came on a little stronger in the second half and just stretched out a little bit from us. Caden Young, actually, he had a good second half. He was 4-for-9 from two-point range, 1-for-4 from three, 2-for-3 from the free throw line, 13 points, had 4 rebounds to go with a personal foul. Reed Ryder, 3-for-4 on two-pointers, 2-for-2 from the line, 8 points, a rebound and a foul. Jalen Ellis was 6-for-8 on two-pointers and 6-for-9 from the free throw line, 18 points, 4 rebounds, 3 personal fouls. Braxton Murphy, 0-for-2 on two-pointers, 0-for-1 from 3, 3-for-4 from the free-throw line for 3 points, had 4 rebounds to go with a foul. Adrian Mann, 2-for-6 on two-pointers, missed his only 3-point attempt, 2-for-3 from the line for 6 points, 4 rebounds and a personal foul. Owen Rand, 3-for-7 on two-pointers and 2-for-4 from 3-point range for 12 points, had 5 rebounds, did not commit a foul. For your Mount Vernon Wildcats, Nash, 1-for-6 on two-pointers, 1-for-2 on threes, 5 points, 3 rebounds, and he did foul out in the last minute. Meyer Robb, 3-for-8 on two-pointers, 3-for-6 on three-pointers, 3-for-4 from the free-throw line, 18 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 personal fouls. Jack Campbell, 2-for-3 on three-pointers, 1-for-1 on two-pointers, 8 points, 2 rebounds, he did not commit a foul. Grayson Boozy, 1-for-1 on two-pointers, 0-for-4 from 3, 4-for-6 from the free-throw line, 6 points, a rebound, and a pair of fouls. Brady Schickel, 5-for-6 on two-pointers, 10 points, 8 rebounds, and a personal foul.
But we're going to ask and see if he can carry 4 of those forward for next game.
Ryder Snodgrass, 1-for-1 on two-pointers, 3 rebounds, 2 personal fouls to go along with those 2 points, and he played a terrific defensive game. Reese Harshbarger was 0-for-2 from 3-point range, had a rebound, and Bryce Clowers had a personal foul. We came up short 60-49, but we'll be ready to go on Thursday night and see what we can do the rest of the week here.
Hey, hate to see that to start out the game, but that was a good Harrisburg team. We talked about them in the pregame show. Again, there's action here at 7 o'clock tonight. Carmine White County, the host, take on Evansville Day School tomorrow night, 5:30. It'll be Day School versus Fairfield. 7 o'clock, Harrisburg versus Carmine White County. All the teams are off on Wednesday, and then we'll return to action Thursday, January 23rd at 5:30, a tip-off, Fairfield versus Mount Vernon, right here at the Carmine White County Invitational.
Yeah, that's we then play Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's going to be a great week for basketball. So with that, I will just turn it back to Chris and say good night to all good sports.
For Alan Buck sitting next to me and Dave Hurdle back at the station, I'm Chris Cook, thanking you for listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMVI and online at mountvernonradio.com.
You've been listening to Mount Vernon Wildcats Basketball on 106.7 WMVI and mountvernonradio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, DiMaggio's Pizza, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, and Team Milan Real Estate. Stay up to date with Mount Vernon Sports on your home of the Wildcats, 106.7 WMVI.